The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Rini. I'm back home again.
Bryn, I didn't see you there behind the fence.
Ray got off all right?
Yes, he's having his intensive physiotherapy.
Oh, aye. So you're all alone in the house then?
I should be if I weren't working. It's my lunch break. I've got to be back in a minute. I'm just fetching my washing in that I put out this morning.
Ah, you look at picture reaching up to the line like that.
It's not dry, but I can't leave it tight till tonight. At least it's had a bit of a blow.
Shall I carry your basket in for you?
No, thanks. No need to bother. It's not heavy.
Oh, to give me pleasure.
No, really, Bryn. There's no need.
There's a different sort of need, though. A need we talked about before I went away.
Not now, Bryn. I can't talk now. I've got to go back to work.
I wasn't thinking of talking.
Look, I've got Dash. I'm late already.
Oh, when then? When can I see you?
Later. When I get home tonight. Come round tonight.
I'd come and pick you up from work.
No, it'd be noticed. It's not necessary.
I'll be standing at the window then, watching for you come up the street, eh? And counting the minutes, Rini. Counting the minutes.
This is Kukloff. What time do you call this?
Oh, Mr. Critchlow, yes. I'm a bit late. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry, don't get cups made. This firm don't pay out good money for workers as in her here.
I'll bear it in mind.
Yep, here's another one. Come on, Fat Sue. Late again.
Sorry, Mr. Critchlow.
I said I weren't going to give you another chance, Miss Piggy.
No, Mr. Critchlow.
Oh, and stop stuffing your face for a minute, can't you? Well, these days you'll burst and we'll get splattered in half-digested chocolate. Go on, get in. Your days are numbered if you carry on like this.
Who cares? We shouldn't talk to you like that. It's not right.
Who are you?
Rini Coakley. I've only just come to work here.
Thought dancing you about.
He was just being down that room.
Who gives him so much to do?
All the same, love. I hope you don't mind me saying, but you are a bit overweight. I mean, I've been a nurse and I know what health problems you're storing up for yourself.
Oh, don't you start. I'd rather have them laughing at me than you preaching. Well, leave me alone, will you? Keep my nose out of other people's business.
I'm sorry. I only meant it for the best. Oh, keep your mouth shut, Rini Coakley. Block your ears, get your head down, fettle and sponge and fettle, and let your mind go blank till it's going back home time.
Mark, it's Sybil.
Sybil?
Don't you remember me? Friend of Wendy's.
Oh, yeah. I remember you now. Wendy's not here anymore. She's gone to live with a mate of hers.
That's me. It's me she's come to live with. But now she's gone again and I don't know where.
Oh, well, she's not come back here. Perhaps she's at our Cheryl's.
No, I've rung there. She's not there either. I thought you might know where she is. I'm worried about her.
Better come in a minute. Look, I shouldn't worry too much about our Wen. She'll have got a job somewhere or gone off with a fella.
But we had a row, see? A blazing row, and she stormed out.
It's not hard to have a row with Miss Clever Clogs.
Oh, it is. Because she's wonderful, is Wendy. And she were only trying to help me. That's why I feel so guilty. Me bloke, you see, she overheard him telling somebody he were HIV positive. And I thought she were just making it up to get rid of him so she could have her bed back. I told her she were a liar, and that's when she flounced out, and she's not been seen since. I think she's been abducted, and if she has, I shall never forgive myself.
And have you asked your bloke if it's right?
He's gone away, you see, and I've only got his address, not his phone number. You can't really write somebody a letter and say, by the way, are you HIV positive? I don't even know what it means properly. But now I've thought about it, it all makes sense. How he behaved and all that. And I thought he loved me.
Oh, no. You mustn't cry. He probably does love you. Here, have a tissue.
But he's gone away. And now Wendy's been abducted. And it's all my fault. And I haven't a friend left in the world.
Of course you have. You must have.
No, I haven't. Nobody at all.
Oh, come here. Don't be so daft.
Put your arm round me, Mark. Give me a cuddle.
Oh, if it'll make you feel any better.
Thank you, Mark.
There. Is that better?
Yeah, that's nice.
Now, calm down a bit.
Yoo-hoo! It's only me!
Oh, Gran.
Hello, Mark. I came in through back. Oh, am I interrupting something?
No, you're not.
I was just passing, on my way to your mother's. I thought I'd bring these buns. I've just got out of them. But it looks as though you might be doing something in that line yourself.
This is Sybil. Where our Wendy's been staying.
I thought I recognised you. You used to work in that supermarket with Wendy, didn't you? And hadn't I seen you down at surgery?
Our Wendy's disappeared and Sybil were worried.
Oh, you both look very worried, I must say. Anyway, you can forget our Wendy. She's gone down Birmingham. Got a job as a demonstrator at the NAC, she said.
Oh.
Happened all in a rush, as usual with our Wendy. Here one minute and gone the next.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I was that frightened. I thought she might have been abducted.
It'd take a brave man to abduct our Wendy. Anyway, I shan't interrupt you any longer. Ta-da!
You weren't interrupting anything.
How do you think I am, lad? Here's your buns. I'm off to your mother's.
Reenie? Reenie, my love.
Breen, I've only just got in. I wasn't expecting you yet.
Ah, but I told you I'd be watching. Watching and counting the minutes.
I thought that was just a bit of poetry-like. I didn't take it serious.
Ah, Reenie.
No, Bryn, no. You keep your distance.
Oh, but Reenie, it's been all week since...
You keep your distance or you go right back out of that door.
I've done nothing but think about you while I've been away.
Well, I've been thinking as well. You mustn't rush me, Bryn. Now go over there and sit down. And while you're at it, sit on your hands.
Oh, there's no need for that. I'm not an animal. Oh, if you don't want to...
I don't know what I want.
You knew all right before I went away. And that was your feelings talking.
And now it's me head. Yes, but I've got other feelings too. Feelings that pull in different ways. Oh, Bryn, it's not that simple. There are other people involved.
You're always putting other people first, Jeannie. It's time you put yourself first. And me, of course. Ah, if you do have feelings for me. But...
Hello? Ray! Oh, how are you, love? Oh, what a surprise. Yes, of course I'm missing you. Of course I am. I'm counting the days.
It was like Ray knew he should ring just then, as though he could tell.
Yeah, but did you mean all that you said to him on the phone? Did you mean it, Reenie?
You shouldn't have listened. It were private. Of course I meant it. You don't stop loving somebody just because...
Well, I wouldn't expect. I mean, I haven't stopped loving Kath in a way. That's why I went home for a few days.
Oh, yes. Did you have a nice time in Pontypridd?
I didn't go for a nice time. I went to think things over. Look at the old places where Kath and me went courting. Went to a grave. It's funny how she didn't want to be buried in Stoke, wanted to go back to her folks, leaving me here on my own. Almost as if... Come a bit closer, Reenie. Give us your hand to hold.
Oh, you daft thing, Bryn.
That's better. Bit more cosy. See, I talked to her, Reenie. Talked to a grave. Kind of asked permission, like, for you and me. She didn't seem to mind.
And what about me? Am I supposed to ask Ray's permission? Or does that only work one way?
Yoo-hoo! It's only me!
Mother!
Back door wasn't shut properly, so I came straight in. Hello, Bryn. I wondered who she were asking if it only worked one way.
I was talking about a greenhouse eater, ma'am. Bryn's been having some secateurs and a greenhouse eater out of the catalogue. It just called round to collect them.
Oh, aye.
Well, that's right. I've been away, see? Just got back.
I'll go get them. They're in the spare room.
Oh, I'd better answer that first. Can't think who it is. Hello? Yes, it's Mrs. Coakleff. Yes, I'm related to Bill Wainwright.
I didn't think people did much gardening in the winter.
Yeah. Oh, aye, yeah, still a lot to do. That's when you get all the odd jobs done, in the winter.
There's a lot of odd jobs getting done, if you ask me.
No, of course not. Of course I don't mind. Yes, you were absolutely right to let me know. I know we don't want the police brought in if we can help it, not yet. I'll be round as soon as I can. Don't do anything hasty. Yes, you did quite right, thanks.
Oh, Irene, whatever is it? Did I hear you say police?
Calm down, ma'am, it might be nothing at all. I wonder how she knew where to ring.
If there's police involved, it in and out. Is it one of the kids? Has there been an accident?
No, it's not one of the kids.
You're right, then.
No, if you'll shut up a minute, ma'am, I'll tell you. It were a neighbour of Uncle Bill's. She says he's not fetched his milk in today, and he's not drawn his curtains either.
Oh, Reenie, that doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't. I'd better get round there. I'm sorry, Bryn. You'll have to come round another night for your greenhouse heater.
I'm working night on tomorrow. I'll be out every night as you come in.
Well, that's all right. It'll wait. Give me time. Time to sort out the bill.
I was in a hurry for that heater.
Well, it can't be helped. You can see how it is. Look, I better hurry. It might be nothing, but...
Are you going now?
That's why I'm putting me coat on.
Hold on a bit, then. I'm coming with you.
I'll see you another time, then.
Another time, Bryn.
Mark, can I ask you something? Because I don't know.
Ask away, Sybil, if I can help.
What does it mean, then, this HIV positive? Does it mean my Peter's got AIDS?
No. It means it can develop into AIDS. And it means he could pass it on. If he slept with you, he could give it to you.
But I thought it was only men what had AIDS. And I thought they could only pass it on to other men.
Ah, that's where a lot of people think. In fact, the figures for AIDS in the gay community are getting stable. It's AIDS among heterosexuals that's on the increase. That's the big danger point now.
You're not kidding me, Mark.
No. Why would I kid you?
You're really serious that women can get AIDS?
Yes, of course I'm serious.
Of men who've been with other men?
Or with other women. It don't make any difference. If you have a lot of sexual partners, whichever sex, you can catch it. So you see, your Peter probably does love you, Sybil, or he wouldn't care, would he? He'd just take the risk and not say anything.
Have you got a girlfriend, Mark?
No, I haven't.
I can't think why. You're ever so attractive. I think I'm falling out of love with Peter and falling in love with you, Mark.
Fancy, she were out on the street the minute we came round the corner. She must have been watching out for us. I bet she's a right nosy Parker.
Well, you wouldn't have known about Bill if she hadn't been nosy.
Oh, she's right about the milk bottle. And there's a paper stuck in the letterbox.
Have you ever been inside, Winnie?
Come to think of it, not for years. He's always visited us.
I bet it's a right old mess.
It doesn't have to be. Some men living on their own are very house proud. They are.
Knock again.
He could have gone off somewhere for the day.
He'd have taken the milk in first.
It might have come a bit late. Or he might have gone out to the back and forgotten it.
Reenie, you're clutching at straws.
Oh, I know. She's watching us through her curtains. I can feel her eyes on me back.
I'll give her a wave, shall I?
Mother?
Hey, that made her put her curtain back down.
He's not answering.
It's no use knocking, Reenie. He wanna know who it is. Give him a shout through the letterbox.
Uncle Bill? Uncle Bill? Are you all right? It's Reenie. I can hear the dog whining.
Well, if Shakespeare's there, they'll want to be out. He wouldn't go out and leave that dog behind. Have a look inside, see what you can see.
Oh, I can't see anything. There's some stuff hanging over the letterbox on the inside.
Oh, Reenie, I've got an awful feeling. I think something's happened to him. I think we're too late.
The writer of today's episode was Joyce Holliday. The Coalcloths was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood. We'll be right back.
Clough's return with another episode tomorrow.